The Palestinian Prime Minister submitted his resignation today ahead of a power-sharing talks between moderate and militant Palestinians. Salam Fayyad was appointed Prime Minister by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in June of 2007 in response to the violent takeover of Gaza by the Islamic militants Hamas. Abbas and the Fayyad government control the West Bank, while Hamas continues to rule Gaza despite a recent three-week Israeli military offensive there. His decision to step down is being seen as a confidence-building measure ahead of the resumption of Palestinian reconciliation talks on Tuesday in Cairo. But Gershon Baskin, the co-director of the Israel-Palestine Centre for Research and Information, says that the move could be aimed at preventing the establishment of the unity government.
I'm not sure if this was a move that was aimed at preventing the National Unity Government from being established or actually aimed at helping the National Unity Government from being established. It was clear that Saddam Fayyad is deeply opposed to by the Hamas representatives who are negotiating the National Unity Government. On the other hand, it's also pretty well known to President Abbas and to Saddam Fayyad himself that a Palestinian government without Salam Fayyad in it is likely not to continue to gain the financial support of the Western world, of the United States and the European Union. So it's not exactly clear how this is going to play out and what the intention of Salam Fayyad was.